Hari Om Sahana Vavatu Sahana Bhunaktu Sahana Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivastava Hari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Anchalila, Chapter 20, the Shikshastaka Prayers. Okay, page 61. Lord Chaitanya's philosophy is in the commentary by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. In these Shikshastaka verses, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has explained in his own words the principles of Sambandha, Abhidheya, and Prayojana, or our eternal relationship with God, the means by which we can revive it, and the nature of this relationship as the ultimate goal and necessity for every living being. This commentary, then, will briefly discuss these philosophical conclusions. Lord Chaitanya, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is lovingly served by the pure Vaishnava devotees, himself declares that the congregational chanting of the holy name be especially glorified. Personal versus impersonal conception of God. Therefore, please hear now, please hear how the chanting of the holy name is always victorious in the mundane world, which is created by the external energy of the Lord. Scripture emphasizes the absolute oneness of the Supreme Truth. We read in the Shruti Shastra, only that one non-dual substance, the Supreme Godhead, existed before creation. And in another place, quote, other than he, the one non-dual Brahman, no variegatedness exists. These statements establish what is essentially the all-pervading impersonal aspect of the Absolute Truth. However, the statement, everything is Brahman, actually emphasizes the principle that the eternal and supreme Absolute Truth is personal and differentiated. How is this? In the simultaneity of differentiated personalism and undifferentiated impersonalism. It is the personal feature which is prominently perceptible, whereas impersonalism is imperceptible due to being non-differentiated. Therefore, the personal feature of the Absolute Truth predominates. Our guru on such scriptural conclusions, Srila Jiva Goswami, states that the one Absolute Truth eternally exists in four features. His original transcendental form, his external and all-pervasive potency, the living entities, and the sum total of all existence. The analogy of the sun. This is analogous to the four features of the sun. The sun god himself, Surya, the sun disk, the sunshine, and the reflections of the sun rays on other surfaces. The point here is that God alone is the supreme absolute truth, Shaktiman, the only source of all potencies or energies. Although Sripad Shankaracharya's commentary on the Brahma Sutra does argue the essential oneness of the energetic source, Shaktiman, and energy, Shakti, the Vedas conclude, Svetasvatara Upanishad 6.8, that supreme absolute truth manifests himself in a variety of forms. His potencies are multifarious. This proves that the inconceivable absolute truth performs actions that appear paradoxical and contradictory. Hence, the essential and eternal difference between energy and the energetic source is also an unavoidable conclusion. a conclusive principle that cannot be successfully challenged by arguments from the philosophical school of monism or Kevala Advaita Vad. The absolute potent or the supreme truth manifests himself in three categories: as his internal potency, as his marginal potency, and his external potency. Through the agency of his internal spiritual potency, he manifests the full absolute nature or infinite transcendental realm. As a possessor of all energetic expansions, he exists there eternally as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. To facilitate the enacting of personal pastimes, his internal potency manifests the spiritual Vaikuntha planets. The marginal potency, or the eternal living entities, eternal living entity, who is like a ray of the sun, an infinitesimal spark, is part and parcel of the absolute truth, and thus non-different from him. But the external energy, or Maya, is only the reflection of his eternal spiritual realm, and acts as the backdrop for the different mundane situations to which the conditioned souls become attracted.
It's a bit off topic, but yesterday I was asked a question that there's a description of Jivatma as a size of a
kumquat.
No.
Medicine ball.
Pufferfish. 10,000 of the tip of the hair.
Yes.
And this must be different from the form that we have, an internal form. Is that correct?
Why does it have to be different?
Because that one tenth thousand of the tip of the hair, it's a small form.
How do you know that, how you say, everybody's not that small?
I mean,
Krishna is medium sized.
From the description in the Bhagavatam, it's doesn't match the size.
It's coming from, because we say that here the soul and the body is different, and mm-hmm. Krishna is not different from his body. But in the spiritual world, the soul and the body are non-different.
Yes, Sachidananda.
Yes, so the first and start on these things, and one of the aspects is that does the since it says that the soul and their spiritual form are non-different, just as Krishna is non-different from his sarup, do they accept that point? You know what I'm saying? Because if you accept that point, then you'll try to use the logic to put all the information together. But if you're not accepting, then you're going to come up with these kind of things like what was just pointed out, because that's being brought out as the doubt that it says it's non-different, but here, you know, we see it's, you know, how you say, physically impossible to bring about that understanding.
Right.
So the acceptance of the point is based on their particular what was that word Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used about you know, being very enthralled or something,
thraldom
with their own so-called material logic. And this ascending process. Because the point is this, here it said that, so if that's the case, then how would that go about? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That would be the point. But they're taking it that, no, it doesn't work by logic, so it can't be true. Rather than, it's true, now you have to look at, well, what other information do you have about these, you know, the spiritual nature and all that, and how to put it together. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's, in other words, logic is the main thing, and Krishna consciousness is great as long as it matches their logic, like we were discussing earlier, that they have their so-called morality, their perspective of morality, and as long as Krishna consciousness matches that, then everything's good. And where it doesn't, then the problem is Krishna consciousness, not their morality.
Yeah.
You know, like that. You know, so that becomes the difficulty, is that they're not accepting the samasthi aspect that Krishna sets the rules. You know, if we're saying fact, Krishna is fact. And then his creation, therefore, coming from him, expanding from him, becomes fact because of that. It doesn't have a separate existence. Therefore, intelligence, logic, all these things come from Krishna. And then we use them against Krishna. But not that we're necessarily, in this way, trying to find the truth. It's a matter of my logic means me and my intelligence and my logic, these are like absolute standards, and then whatever comes along, I measure it by that. You know, it's like that I don't know where it was, but there was some king somewhere, and he had a bed. Okay, so it's from that side, because I knew it wasn't this side. And so, you say that any guest who came, but I kind of would expect it would be any guest who he didn't appreciate.
Some say it was that way, that he was in the forest, and he was stopping everybody, and that's what he did with them.
Oh, okay.
That's one version that I heard.
I didn't read books.
Book, you know. You can actually, you know, you can touch it. It has words on it. You can read, and you can see actually a full page. You don't have to, you know, scroll. And, yeah, you don't have to turn it and, you know, stuff.
Like you know, when there's a problem, when you're reading the book and there's a picture, and you try to. Enlarge it.
In the book.
On the page, you're trying to.
Yeah,
enlarge.
You know, you kind of just.
Oh, you were using a regular book. You saw a picture and you went like this. Yeah. You've been fully conditioned. Yeah, so therefore then everything has to fit his standard. You know, so that becomes the difficulty. I mean, if he's smart, he'll make the bed exactly his size so that he doesn't, if anybody wants to, you know, be just in that, okay, we'll put you on the bed, it's a perfect fit, so then it's not a problem. So that's just the weakness of what we're dealing with here, because otherwise it's there. Because Prabhupada mentions, because this question has come up before, it's not a new question, and so then Prabhupada says that the jiva expands to that size, because it's them, because otherwise, then how is he in Brajlila and Navadvipalila? Or how is he, the eternal associates, they're here, you know, in this pastime, but it's moment by moment it's moving to the next universe. It's not that when he finishes his pastimes here, 125 years, then it goes to the next universe. No, as soon as he appears and that whole pastime with Vasudev and Devaki is a forearm, then two arms, and that is immediately moving to the next universe. So it's eternal. Each moment is going on. That means you're dealing with a lot of moments there. Yeah. You know, so you take, how you say, 125 years. Then, multiply that times, you know, 360, you know, for the days. And then each day, then is going to be, you know, how you say, you know, the 24 hours. And then in 1 hour, you're going to get 60 minutes. And then in 1 minute, you're going to get 60 seconds, and then each second you're going to get, divide that by 11, that's a moment. So multiply that all up, and that's, how many universes it's moving through at once. So the whole point is how does that happen? Because, it's not that, I say, Devaki, only when she leaves, then she can go and all that. And it's kind of like the others, oh, is that how? So you kind of think it was kind of weird that this whole fashion was going on, but his mother wasn't here, but everyone talks about his mother, because I get it now, you're waiting for her to show up. No. So it's by Krishna's grace they're able to expand, because he's unlimited, he can do anything. It's his energy. It's not a problem, because you're starting with Krishna, then what's the problem? Krishna expands unlimitedly and he's still the same size, so what's the problem?
Yeah.
But you have to start with that. The Acharyas have said it, so it's true. Now, how to understand it by their instruction, rather than they said it, it doesn't make sense to me, so therefore it can't be true.
Yeah.
That approach won't be fruitful.
But perhaps that issue touches on the issue of the origin of the jiva, whether it's you already have an original position.
But if you don't have, how do you make a choice? How do you fall?
I'm talking more in terms of the size and the form.
Yeah, no, but the point is,
you don't yet have a form. And others say you do have a form.
Yeah, but if you don't have a form, then you're just, floating around in Brahman. And so that's already a fallen position. So how do you fall?
Yeah, right.
How do you fall from a fallen position? And going back to God, when they say going back to Godhead, they all say it. And so that means back to where you, came from. Does that make sense? See, if you overly think about things that are not necessary to think about. It means if you're dealing with something, it says anadi. And this anadi means it's before time.
Yes.
So then how can they then therefore apply time and space to something that's beyond that and expect to understand it? Well, that becomes the difficulty. Is there insisting that, no, with my intelligence I can work out everything, but no, you won't, That's the thing. I mean, they can't even work out, their tax returns or, stuff like that, or how much change to give the cashier or, stuff like that, and then they're going to work out these things? No. They leave the socks on the floor. If you can't get that together, how are you going to figure out this?
This proposed dacoy.
He was
huge.
He was big. So that means most people got stretched.
Prakrust means stretch.
Okay.
Like procrastination.
Oh, okay. But if they were bigger than him, then he would shorten them.
Those, the travelers. There was a dacoy, and those. That's how he measured the travelers.
Did he take their stuff, or he only measured them?
What it says.
Okay. So it's like insult to injury. He takes all your stuff and then stretches you.
No, I mean, he used the stuff. Otherwise, if he already cut you or stretched you, you don't need that, whatever you had before.
That's also there. Yeah, I guess it's a matter of, what to do. Stuff is here.
No, he made his living.
Yeah. Wow. Because it means, we will try to bring back to these things. Because in other words, whatever we're not supposed to be dealing with, or what's not so important for us, is what we have to deal with. And what's important for us, like surrendering to Krishna, give up karma and jnana. So this is one of the things, is giving up the attachment, the mental speculation. But we'll think, no, through mental speculation I'll understand everything. When in actuality, no, that's the problem. When you surrender, then you can understand. It's not that it can't be logically explained. It's just that do you have the sukriti to appreciate that logical explanation? Because when you're using the descending method, it's logical. right? Mm-hmm. But by the inductive brain, it's not. So that's the whole point. It satisfies all logic. But the difficulty is that we pride ourselves in being logical when we're not. You know, it means there is no place where you see something is crammed in and then it goes out from there. You see an empty place and then it fills up. We don't see that anywhere in nature. You don't see anything not coming from a person. You don't see anything happening that's not connected like that. But they'll find that there's no God and it all just happened by chance. And if it does happen by chance, okay, great, it happened by chance. It happened by chance, then where are these laws of nature that now you're talking about that you're basing your science on? Because those are present laws, because by chance it's come to that. But if you follow back, at some point, if it's chance, they just happen to come up. But what was going on before that? But they'll say, no, by these laws, we can go all the way back to the beginning, but by their own theory, you know, their own logic, that no, it's all by chance. So it could have been anything. You know, it went from a mosquito to an aardvark, and then from that went to a platypus, and then from that went to a Labrador. You know, and after that, then it became, you know, how you say, you know, your backseat driver, you know, the backseat driver mother-in-law. You know, so it's just, it can just happen like, you know, like that. And the next thing, it's a potato. Because you don't see anything. They say it's all by chance and this came from this. But because it's an ongoing process, why don't we still see monkeys giving birth to humans?
You know? It's
a dead end. Yeah, but I'm saying that's very convenient. Just like to say, oh, it's convenient to say it's called God. It's very convenient to say all these things.
Monkeys stopped doing that because they said humans are dead ends.
Oh, humans are a dead end. Oh, it says the monkeys gave it up. It says, yeah, forget this noise, you know, something.
That's the dead end.
We'll stick to the, yeah.
Stick to our own species.
Yeah. Yes.
Another difficulty we've noticed then, when we try to point to the people that, you know, there's a circle of influence and circle of concern. And in the circle of influence, it's very small in their lives, what they can actually influence.
About the size of 1/10,000, the tip of a hair.
Yeah, actually it matches. but the circle of concern is unlimited.
True.
Yeah, the Amaranas and beyond, you know, the net and everything. So that's why also, because like you explained, it's not based on mundane logic, it's Krishna's logic.
Yeah.
But trying to apply mundane logic on Krishna, it just doesn't work. Sure. But still people, you know, it just vibrates in there.
Because it's just there, and as I said, enthralled with that process. I can think this, and I can think that, of what about this, and when I think it, I get emotions, I get, you know, so many things. So it keeps them, you know, inspired.
Yeah.
You know, but the difficulty comes up is, okay, now we're saying, Shiksha has explained in his own words the principle of Sambandha and Prayojana, our eternal relationship with God, the means by which we can revive it, and the nature of this relationship is the ultimate goal and necessity. So we see is that what we're discussing is always in the context of these three. Right? So therefore then the things are explained so that you can appreciate that, who we are and everything. But here it's being taken, okay, even you just follow that logic. That, okay, you're 1/10,000 the tip of the hair, and that's all it is, and you're separate from your spiritual body. How does that in any way enhance your eternal relationship with God? How does that in any way bring about, you know, inspiration or enhance the method of reviving that? And how does that deal with the ultimate goal and necessity of the living entity? And what is that question? What is it addressing? In what way will it be beneficial for the individual who's asking it, or the room full of devotees who have to listen to it, what is it doing for their actual, you know, relationship or process or goal, you know, that deals with them, you know, for the soul, because it's a question about the soul, but how does that question do anything for the soul? They say, no, but without that, how will I know what the... No, it already says what you're supposed to do, surrender to Krishna. What you're saying is that unless your mind is satisfied, and we have to remember, mind is dead matter. So it's being put into the context of dead matter, not the soul and God. You know, because we know the material world is a reflection of there, so then what's there? But there it has its natural form. So here there's an inferior position because the soul is covered. So when we say it's covered, then what does that mean? You know, it means that it has. That probably gives a point. Why do we have arms? Because the soul has arms. Why do we have a head? Because the soul has heads. Just like, why does a shirt have arms? Because you have arms. So the same way, why would the subtle body, you know, the gross body, have that? Because the subtle body does. Why would that? Because that's covering the original body. So it's not that you've lost your subtle, your spiritual, it's just covered. You know, your spiritual consciousness is covered, your spiritual intelligence, your mind, your spiritual senses, these are all covered. But we make it like, you know, it's something else and this is something else. So we create dwait where there's not.
Yeah.
So it's duality. So it's logic based on duality, not logic based on the absolute truth. You know, so that this comes up innocently, that's fine. But when it's, you know, when it becomes, it's, you know, no, without knowing this, then, you know, how do we move forward? And it's, what has it got to do with moving forward? All it is you created this doubt yourself by approaching it in the wrong way. You know, and then you're saying that without removing this doubt, you can't move forward. It means the process won't work. No, it's just that, what, stop creating these kind of qualities. Why don't you ask a question on how to improve the quality of our chanting, how to be focused on, it says surrender to me, how to surrender. You know, Bhaktivinoda Thakura wrote a whole book of songs on that. You know what I'm saying? How to hear? What does that mean, hearing? Ask those questions. They'll be relevant. These others is, yeah, but you can doubt to anything, you know. You know, this is an 11-foot ceiling. You know, why 11? Why not 10? Or why not 12? You know, is it actually 11? You know, if it's not 11, then why are we working with that and saying it's 11? You know, like that, and get out the measure and that, and hey, it's 3 centimeters short of 11. And so, you know, like this and that, and go on and on. But in Greece, they use 13-foot ceilings, you know. But in Versailles, you know, in Marie Antoinette's, it was only at 8 feet, you know. And, you know, like this. And so what's the reality? What's the absolute? Oh, no, I'm so confused. I mean, it's like, who asked you to get into that stuff? You know, why aren't you worried, you know, why don't you worry why, you know, how do you call it? You know, Domino's pizza, this, you know, changed the recipe in their sauce that they put on the table. Why don't you get into that? Why this one? You know, that's also a concern to many people. I mean, Coke changed its formula. At one time, it was brought up in the Congress in America,
really?
That they couldn't do that.
And?
That's why you see it says Coke Classic. Because that's the original. And then other ones, then they can do different things. Because the point is it's such a, you know, an American heritage that you can't change. Yeah, you can't change it.
The recipe is kept 200 kilometers on the ground so nobody will get it.
Yeah, so it says, so, you know, these are burning questions, you know, it's like that, or, you know. You know, like that, you know, like that.
It reminds me of the story of the cobbler and the brahmana.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Tell them that I'm spending my time passing through an elephant through the eye of a needle.
Yes.
What? How can you do that? You know, I'm back.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, he's saying you can put a whole banyan tree, which is a monster tree, inside this. The banyan seeds are super small. Yes. You know, most seeds are a little bit bigger. These are real, real small. So if you can take this monster tree and put it in that little seed, why can't he? That's huge to somebody. So why can't an elephant go through an eye of a needle? You know, I mean, that's easy.
Then the Big Bang is possible. Small thing explodes. Krishna can do that too.
He can, but that's the point. Is they're saying God didn't do it like that.
Yes, they're talking, but otherwise it's
possible. It started with a bang. Rudra. Lord Brahma got upset because the Kumaras didn't want to get married. Boom, bang.
Now we have the explanation.
There it is.
Thank you. After so many years.
They say, folks, you only heard that here.
Because they talk about the dark hole. Here it is. Brahma.
Yeah. Yes. So all these things that they have something, it's interesting, is that their theories are based on something that is reality, but what they do with it, it becomes so distorted that it's not useful anymore. So that's the problem with mental speculation, is that you might start with something, but then you can't, you know, say it's a reflection. Like, Sarvam Kalvidam Brahma, they'll take that and do something else with it. You know, the start was something original and then distorted.
The thing is that even if you come up with an answer which sounds logical and somehow they accept it, they'll come up with something else.
Yeah, because so that's what I'm saying. There's an attachment to speculating, not an attachment to how to move forward in devotional service. Because
yes.
If you like speculating, you can go on and on doing that. That's fine. Because the point is that they're making it, devotional service becomes part of the speculation. So as long as it fits, then it becomes useful. So that's the jigyasu. He's interested in, you know, the interesting, the facts, the new things like this and that. Then when he becomes satisfied, then he either moves forward because he sees that God is the, you know, source of all knowledge and all things. So therefore, then that out of that gratefulness to the Lord, he surrenders and serves in that position. That brings him to the platform of the jnani. Right? Because jnani knows God, knows everything. But if you're searching for, that will be the jigyasu.
Mm-hmm.
Then from there, being steady in that service, then you'll come to the madhyama platform. But otherwise, you also see some as they come, they look for answers, they get something that they want, or something, or don't get what they want, and they go away. You know, just like come for facility or remove anxiety. You know, it's like they remove anxiety, then you don't, then you find fault within the society, then you leave. You know, so it's just a matter of, it was just the removal of the pleasure of removing the anxiety that you created yourself. You know, it's just like you jump out of an airplane. That's very dangerous. You don't need to jump out of an airplane. It's not requirement on anywhere. You know, it's not like, you know, okay, you know, you're going to wash pots here down, you know, in the back room of the restaurant, so you first need to jump out of an airplane. No, nobody is, it's not important, right? So then he's jumped out of the airplane. It's very dangerous. Now it's a matter of then opening the chute and saving yourself from that situation. Then you're very happy. Now if the chute doesn't open, then you continue in that anxiety. But you don't have to worry. The anxiety will be short-lived.
You may land safely, but you will be surrounded by very hungry living entities who would want to have you for dinner.
That's there.
But,
you
know,
you saved yourself from one thing. Yeah, and at that time, then the credits roll and all that. And then, you know, you have to tune in next week to see what happens. So it has to be appreciated. I'm only speaking on this is because it becomes a constant factor rather than trying to find a solution to all these things. It becomes a constant factor. It's just to find, means you say something, they'll look for something that is different and go, what about this? Why not? Why, that's great. You're using your intelligence. You found something that you've heard before. Why not use that intelligence to, how would I apply what's been said?
It takes years
of practice. Yes. Oh, you said the other thing's immediate gratification. But that's what it's mean by sense gratification. Because you're doing that, is it in connection with Krishna? You'll say it is. But how will it enhance any of these three principles, sambandha, vidaya, prayojana? You know, so it doesn't. It's just to maintain doubt, because if you maintain doubt, you don't have to surrender. So then, is it actually a sincere position?
Mm-hmm. So it's all about attitude.
Yeah. I mean, if somebody now and again is doing all right, and now and again on certain areas they have many doubts, that's one thing. But if you see whatever you're doing, they're always finding for those doubts and always things like that, then it's more of an attitude. It's more of a life choice. So,
yeah.
You know, so I mean, it could be you try explaining to them what's going in the process. So he says, oh, so we're just supposed to accept without using intelligence. No, you're supposed to accept using intelligence, but now you're not using your intelligence, or you're misusing your intelligence. You know, that's like taking a hammer and going through the house and breaking everything. You are using the hammer, yes, you could say. Oh, I'm just supposed to use the hammer just the way they say and all that. What about my freedoms? What about, you know, but the hammer is for a certain purpose. So intelligence is to be able to tell the difference and the similarity. So you have to be able to tell the difference between yourself, the Lord, and the material world, and then see what's the common points. So if you're not doing that, then, you know, what's the difference between you and an animal? You know, you hold out your hand. Does the animal just immediately think, oh, wow, great? They doubt. Snarl, sniff, you know, they do the whole thing. So what's the big deal? You know, it's as if what they're doing is unique.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's just mundane consciousness. And so it's kind of like everybody does it. That's what gossip is.
Well, Prabhupada said the house is on fire. Don't try to find out how the fire started. Get out.
Yeah. Then it'll all become clear. Yeah. Oh well, what to do? You know, you do the best you can.
Yeah. I mean,
otherwise you just wait, and when you get to, you know, how you say, 11th canto, then maybe things will start to become clear.
Yeah. I mean, for some people, these kind of questions can trigger crisis of faith.
Well, that's what I'm talking on here is that. They use it as a way to, because if you have a crisis of faith, it creates some emotion, some meaning, some, you know, all those kind of things. When in reality, no, it doesn't. It means you came with a crisis of faith. You never had faith. So why is this something new?
You're looking for justification.
Yeah, you know, and so therefore I don't have to surrender, you know. You don't have to surrender. So that's the point, is that, you know, I'm already so intelligent, I already know everything. And it's no, it's just, what do I know? But you see, is who is saying, who am I? Right? Sanatana Goswami. Now, you're going to be hard-pressed to find someone as educated and as qualified, you know, practical intelligence, everything, as Sanatana Goswami. You know the story how he became the minister.
How he became the minister?
Yeah. Why he was chosen.
I don't think so.
No? You know that, what is it, there was some construction going on, and they had the head, you know, what do you call it?
Architect.
Architect, like that. And, you know, they're doing this special kind of brick construction and everything like that that they do, and their designs. And so then they're way up in, you know, probably in a tower, a minaret, something like that. And the Nawab is there, and this guy is there, and, you know, everybody else is there. And then the Nawab makes some point about what's going on here. This should be done like this and that. And the guy's so, you know, what do you mean? No, it has to be this. That, you know, it wasn't like considering what the king said, you know, or anything. He was just, you know, because I thought of it, it's fabulous. So the Nawab got annoyed and just tossed him out of the tower. Yeah, you know, and I guess it was a grand construction, so... he wasn't viable to continue his particular services.
Not but even getting the stairs.
Just no, no, just tossed out. Straight out the window. You know, I say, you know, I say that maybe in his previous life he was from Czech. You know, because defenestration is one of the major ways of, you know, other places they have wars, they have these coups. In Czech, they just toss the guy out the window. And then, you know, because you have the office there, he's sitting in his office, there's a window behind him, right? You open the window, you toss him out, then you sit there. It's simple. You know, save time. So, whatever, he got defenestrated. And then the Nawab then turned to the, to, you know, one of the other, you know, courtiers or whatever, and told them, go to, what's that place they're from?
Ramakai.
He said, go to Ramakai. He just left. Because it's like, who wants to get tossed out the window? So, you know, everybody, you know, steps back and, yeah, yeah, he just left. He didn't even finish, you know, what he was going to say. So he went off and that. And then you know, some short time later, Sanatana Goswami happened to be walking in Ramakali there, in the, and he saw this guy, you know, dressed up. You could tell he's from the court, and he's just wandering around, doesn't know what to do, and he looks completely in anxiety. Then he's thinking, okay, well, why would the court be here? Well, the court does, you know, all these big grand things and all this and that. Ramakali is known for people who can do the very fine architectural work. You know, they're not just regular bricklayers, but they can do all this fine thing and stuff like that. So he must be looking for, you know, one such person. So then he goes up to him and said, okay, so, you know, says, why, you know, why you're here? He says, I don't know the king, the Nawab, and he said, what's the situation? And he explained the whole situation. And he said, go to Ramakali. And so then Sanatana said, okay, here. And he took him to somebody who he thought would be on a level to work for the king and said, you take this guy back. So then when the courtier walked in and, you know, presented to the Nawab that, you know, here's this guy and that, he's from Ramakali, the king looked at him and goes, says, I didn't finish my statement. And you don't have the brains to figure it out because you brought exactly what I wanted. Says, who figured this out? No, he didn't that. Who figured this out?
Right.
So then they went and brought Sanatana Goswami. He was immediately made the prime minister. So, who do we have on that level? Right? You know, it's just like, you know, just one thing and immediately he's, you know, working on the top levels. You know, he didn't even start in a garage when he was 16, and, you know, like that. You know, so... Yeah, so... like that. He's asking, who am I? People say I'm intelligent, but I know I'm a fool because I don't actually know who I am and all that. So he wants to know. All these others, as you're telling them, and they're saying, no, it's not like this, or what about this, and I doubt this. So do they actually want to know? You know, there's something that's keeping him here in Krishna consciousness, so they must be doing something, the chanting, or something is attracting them. But at the same time as they're creating their own obstacles to moving forward by this speculative process.
What if it's an inquiry based on curiosity?
But you also have a saying for that, you know, it didn't work out well for the cat. Right? In other words, if you want to follow that path, you have a maximum of 9 queries. Right? And after that, you're finished. You overstepped the contract. So, curiosity, but the point is okay, but is this a question and answer session? If it's question and answer, then you come up with this, then of course, then that would be the topic. You know, for your question, the next person will ask something else. But since this is a course that's running on a particular, you know, themes and everything right. that the Acharya has given,
right.
it's not actually a question for here.
Right.
You know, and so if in that place, devotees think, well, I have a lot of questions, then why not organize the question and answer? Because if you do and you answer and all that, then people will ask questions that they've had since they joined but never found an opportunity, were afraid to ask because they thought it was too stupid to ask, and so and then they, then it's nice. But they have to understand in a forum where you're dealing with a certain thing, then if it doesn't match that, then what's the, why bring it up here? You know, so I go to a cooking class and ask about, you know, your carburetor or something. Right? Unless, of course, you want to get it more refined, then, you know, it's just if it's not working, you just put in a few shots of cognac, and then it will work. That's if it's a, you know, a French car, but if it's not a French car, you might have to try something else. No?
I think any car will do.
Well, okay, it'll work for anyone.
French cognac.
Yeah. You don't have to, it goes in the carburetor. It's not for you, don't worry.
But it's a nice place.
Hmm?
It's a nice place. Cognac.
Oh, okay, it's a nice place. It's a nice area. Okay. Yeah, all these things are after an area. Like Parmesan is after the area.
Of course. Perrier.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Into that place is that?
Perrier.
Yeah, or Champagne. It's also an area. All these places, they're all
done.
There's no
vodka
place.
Not everything is in Vladivostok. But in St. Petersburg.
Yeah.
No, I said vodka is not a, after the place.
It's not a place.
With this whole area.
It's a lifestyle.
Yeah. It's absolute.
Yes, absolute. Okay, there. We're looking for the absolute. You know, and on the way we bumped into devotees. And they said, you know, we're looking for, what are you doing? Oh, we're looking for absolute. Oh, we got, you know, took them to the temple.
Also in this whole thing then, there are 5 functions of Maya Devi as mentioned according to the Lakshmi Tantra. Just a little bit different kind. The Maya Devi means it's mentioned in general Shakti. It can refer both.
Mm-hmm.
So 3 are creation, maintenance and destruction.
Mm-hmm.
And the diluting potency.
Mm-hmm.
And the 5th one is the Anugraha potency. So generally we are focused on creation, maintenance, destruction to figure out how they are working, this, that. Mm-hmm. People try to, that's what the Jigyasu is.
Mm-hmm.
All about.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing we forget is the diluted potency is already acting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then only when there is anugraha shakti, then the rest all will have the right context to see the and get out of the material world. Otherwise, from the if you view from that already if you are diluted by Maya Devi's potency, then it's never going to.
Mm. Yeah, because then covers then throws, so it always.
There is also the aspect that, within the process of bhakti, as you're going through your sadhana and doing all the Vaishnav sangha and the panchangas, you know Krishna gives you the vision of what he wants you to see, You don't have to know everything and see everything to be convinced.
No, but I mean, it's just like, what did it take to be convinced to, like these haircuts where they shave everything and you got this poof on the top? You know?
I mean, but I'm saying,
we went to a whole thing and this and that and all the if you look back, it's interesting. You go back, there's a cartoon character.
Yes.
It goes way back. It goes back
to the 60s.
Yeah.
His name is Spirou.
Yeah. And also on the 7-Up, Fido Dido.
Yes.
Yeah, he's like
back
that.
Back in the 60s.
Yeah, and that's the fun part. They were considered weird.
Yes.
But now it's considered, you know, trendy. You know, so, but they did like that because it was just so strange. So, you know, did he go into a whole thing? Did he analyze the whole thing? And, you know, what the things and, you know, like, you know, the different parts of the head. Did he go into all that and all that? No, he just liked it and did it. So then why is it in this it has to be like that? So, but one might think, oh, you're saying, you know, don't analyze, don't question. No, we're saying. But the point is are you analyzing and questioning in the context of how it establishes your relationship, how it reveals that relationship, how it enhances, how it brings to the point of love of God? That's practical intelligence. This other is just a waste of time intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's not inquiry. The kid's going, why is the sky blue? Why are the clouds? Why is this and that? It's not that stuff. Because, you know, they never ask questions on actual, you know, solid relationships and stuff like that. They don't ask those questions. If somebody is sitting there and then who's that? And you say, oh, it's this one's mom. Have you ever heard a kid go, what's a mom? Or what's a family? No. They only ask things that, you know, maybe when you're an iguana, you couldn't see color. And so what's the blue sky? You know, what's that? You know, things that change, but the things that you always, every life you have parents, every life you have this, every life, birth, death, old age, disease. But even the animal, you know, a gorilla? Coco or something like that, you know, one has like when I read the article, it was a long time ago, 900 word vocabulary.
Gorilla?
Yeah. Like that. I think it was all sign language. Like that. You know. I mean, they didn't sound like sing or something like that, you know.
Well, somebody put a video on Facebook yesterday of the gorilla Coco.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, he was communicating, and then and the last thing he did before he died is his message to the human race. The whole film.
So you're crazy. Yeah, he went like that. And then they cut. The next one is that. Yeah. So in there they ask him, you know, what happens, you know, something happened because they're in a thing, you know, what happened to this guy? Oh, that's the big sleep. So they even have a concept of death, but they don't know the full thing. But they just know when that happens, that's it. You know. So there's a concept: birth, you know, the death, the old. These basic things they do: eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. You know, all these things are can relate to it. They don't ask questions about them. You know, it's how to improve it or something like that. So the whole point is. It has to be a practical app. That's science. See, the thing of being logical and thinking I'm being scientific, but science only becomes science when you can apply it. So since what you're asking about, you have no concept on how you're going to apply it.
Nor the ability.
Yeah. Nor the ability. Therefore, it's not science. It's just speculation. It's a taste. You're just using the art of moving things around to get a taste from it. So it's not science, because they give the analogies and all that to show the different positions of what's going on to make it accessible.
Or there's another theory. Let's say Prabhu is giving the class, he gets the question, and he is the 10th person to whom that devotee asked that question, because people do that. They ask 10 different devotees the same question to see what kind of answer they are going to get. And then they draw their conclusions, which ones are matching, which ones are not matching. Many people do this.
Yeah, but there's also another aspect to that, is that they'll ask, he'll be the 10th one to ask the question, but once he gives the answer and is very firm on it, then the person asking a question is going to bring up, but this person said this.
That's right.
Because he just wants to watch the... It's like I think on the internet, when you have things and there's the comment section,
yes.
People who do that are called trolls.
Mm-hmm.
No, literally. And depending upon the site, then these people get removed. They can't function on the site because they only go in, they go into something and they just make a comment to start a fight. There's also another name for it. I think something more is what they're doing.
Haters.
Like that. But they just go in to start a fight and then everybody goes, and when it becomes like that, they go on to the next one and they get joy out of that. So the thing is do you want to know, or you just want to create doubt and have fun? Because they gain a taste from the energy that you put out, the emotions, based on this. And so then if you say something, he said this, oh no, but it's this or that, then they'll go to the other, oh, but you know, this and that, we already have, but he says this. And he just like, they like to watch. It's like, you know, people like to watch fighting, you know.
They put one line and it disappears.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah,
that's all. So it's not, there is no value in Krishna consciousness to that. It's one thing is that people say and get different angles so that you broaden your understanding. But they're not starting with something, and then the essence of that in going out, they're only catching details and words, and then creating a wider thing to play with.
Mm.
It's not that they're trying to answer. So it's not a sincere process. Like that. It's not a sincere process. It's kind of like, I can control and make this happen. See, I can make him angry. You know, at the same time as they get off on the energy. They're like, what do you call it? Those, you know, those kind of funny, kind of diamond-shaped boxes that guys lie in, and when the sun goes down, the box opens and they get out. Yeah. And they, you know, but these guys suck energy.
And then there's one more thing, which is the best one. They ask him the question because they know he's going to ask you. Then he's going to get back to them with your answer. And they say, now we know how to get stuff out of Bhaktivinoda Buddha Swami. We just ask Jagadish Prabhu. And we get the
mercy.
And we'll get the answer.
This is really wild.
Well, you've actually heard people are doing this?
No, maybe not.
Oh, I see. You're just...
I'm saying it's a theory.
It's a theory.
Asking the question you ask Maharaj.
But the one you said before about asking all these people,
yeah.
I always used to fall for it. And then after a while, you start to notice there's a pattern. And you go, oh, but this one said this, and so why are you asking me? You know, now you turned it around on them.
So. We actually also figured it out, so we don't allow this, like, if they, like you mentioned, if they do it during the class, mention the name and this and that, because, you know, in order to get that energy, they have to put you in the ring with, you know, Gopal Krishna Maharaj or with Sachinandana Swami or this, and then you obviously lose. I mean, you lose the audience, you lose everything. So we don't allow this. I mean, it is a pattern. So it is.
It's
we've learned that.
What do you call it? It's a pathology.
Yeah, pathology.
Yeah.
We don't allow them to quote that.
Yeah, because what they did, when we started to teach together,
separate
things, but still both teaching in the same school.
Mm-hmm.
They had fun asking a question and then say, "Well, what Mataji said," and then. It's like family conference, you know, no food, no nothing.
it's just It's for their own personal sense gratification. It has nothing to do with advancing in spiritual life.
So we have a rule.
We have the rules.
Yeah.
I mean, we announce them in the beginning of the course, but then we have to
remind them.
It's very popular. Because I mean, I remember once I was doing something for Radhamanava. They dress right next to the door, right? You know that shelf in the back there. They come to the door, and then someone comes in and starts talking. But they would always ask questions in such a way to get emotion, and they keep going until I was, you know, really talking loudly. And Jananivas came over and says, you know, if you need to talk, you have to leave. You know. And he's smiling because, you know, he got some energy, you know, maybe he could have gotten more, but Jananivas hadn't come over and all that. So then you just can't. One is, you know, if it's certain people do it, just don't even take their questions. Mm-hmm. You know, just don't even bother. Because if that's all the more they want, it's self-centered. It's not about the group.
Yeah. You know?
They don't care about the group. They don't care about their own spiritual development. They don't care about it. They just care about, you know, getting that energy. So I don't know why that is. I'm sure if you ask psychologists, they could tell you a whole thing. Yeah. Is that their mother neglected him when they were, you know, 3 or something, you know. So, you know, I'm sure it was that, you know. I mean, standard one when I was a kid was that, you know, mother ate too many pretzels when she was pregnant, you know, so... So the kid's brain is all screwed up, you know, so...
Well, it's probably child abuse if you say it like that.
probably. Yeah. I mean, now it's everything is that...
Yeah, the other day I was giving Chaitanya Charitamrita class on the Ardhastha Court South and Goswami discussing, you know, glorifying each other.
Mm-hmm.
And Sanatana is thinking of throwing himself under the wheels, and Lord Chaitanya chastises him, then he leaves, and then they glorify each other. And that's the end of the class. And the question I get, what about time and space? That's the question I get. What about time and space? And I go, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Sri Prabhupada ki.
Yeah, that's
it.
Or they go, what about time and space? He said, Tom and Jerry? We don't discuss that.
Also, Maharaj, that the inspiration is because of the fourth level of avasa, which is the pratibha.
Oh.
Because the third level, professionalism, is where the intellectual discuss. There's a speculation, but they want the discussion like
professional,
it's very dignified, and then like, yeah. So there is the third level, which is nisatva. Like once they are at the professional level, they can get into it, yeah, into the mood and all. But this is even a lower level, where is pratipa, where naturally that rebellion ignites all the juices in the stomach.
Yeah, yeah. I guess the bile moving, yeah, digest lunch. And I guess the gallbladder moving.
But the normal, like.
That's very interesting, because it's one of the forms.
The Bhagavad Gita of the Indian scene is more on the sattva vas, where all are emotional people,
tires,
and then you speak about Ramkatha, everybody crying, and then that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So these three are always prominent.
That's interesting. I never thought of that.
And that's why no questions in that audience. Yeah, the regular Indian audience, when they are hearing,
okay, it's just about the taste.
But it's also narration; it's not philosophical.
Even if it comes, generally the audience also, they are in not that mood that you have to ask a question. This, that, so you cannot question this. It's shastra, you accept it. That's the old, back when Indians were not educated.
Yeah. Well, if the haircut's anything to go with, we're still waiting. Is it? Yeah. Is it Mahatma Gandhi? So you went to the West. What did you think of the Western culture? I said, that would be a good idea.
The problem is with this nice story that they said when in England, they asked him, you know, India, this sort of country, has nothing, and we already do everything, and we know everything. Then why did you come? That's the border of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada said, you know, you took so much, so many things from India, but you forgot the main thing, so I came to give it.
Wow, that's clever.
Yeah, the main treasure.
The main treasure. That's good. And then, what did they say after that?
They just started hearing.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's so far up. Probably could just say something to just disarm, and then they just listen.
Turn people.
That's
around.
What we'll, you know, the same as keep your legs warm and
head cool.
Not the same interview, but the same style.
Same style, yeah, no. Very
they were
far.
Speechless, you know, they came to keep, not to take.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. I'm not so expert at that. It's because of the aspect of wanting to benefit the living entities. You know, well, we don't mind necessarily arguing over it, you know, so we want to benefit the living entities, so then you say something that they will take an interest. The absolute potent, or the supreme truth, manifests himself in three categories, as his internal potency, as his marginal potency, and as his external potency. Through the agency of his internal spiritual potency, he manifests the full absolute nature, or infinite transcendental realm. And as the possessor of all energetic expansions, he exists there eternally as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. To facilitate the enacting of personal pastimes, his internal potency manifests the spiritual Vaikuntha planets. The marginal potency, or the eternal living entity, was like a ray of the sun. An infinitesimal spark is part and parcel of the absolute truth and thus non-different from him. But the external energy, or Maya, is only the reflection of this eternal spiritual realm and acts as the backdrop for the different mundane situations to which the conditioned soul has become attracted. Simultaneous oneness and difference. In this way, the living entity, or marginal energy, and Vaikuntha, or the transcendence, are simultaneously different and non-different from the Supreme Lord. As long as the jiva takes full shelter of the Supreme Lord, he remains a resident of the spiritual planets. But when he forgets the innate spiritual nature about the Lord, he is placed outside the transcendental realm. The jiva is compared to a ray of the sun, but under the cloud of Maya, or the illusory energy, his conditioned state is an unconstitutional and hence unnatural term of existence. The jiva exists to support and participate in the Supreme Lord's transcendental pastimes. But his marginal nature makes him vulnerable and can bring him under Maya's spell, to suffer the pangs of repeated birth and death. But as soon as the individual spiritual spark awakens to realize his original self, the dark mist of ignorance, or Maya, dissipates, and the long suffering of repeated birth and death at last comes to a halt. He regains his true spiritual identity. Yeah, because the point is when you have your true spiritual identity only in that position, then you can function in the spiritual body. So if you don't have your true spiritual identity, why even worry about it? Yeah. The pure association of saintly persons acts miraculously on the jiva. He develops taste and interest for scriptural knowledge, as well as attraction for the all-attractive Supreme Lord himself. Thus, situated in his original constitutional position, the awakened soul becomes eligible to enter into loving conjugal exchanges with the Lord, It is sincere faith that leads one to find real saintly association, and thence to the shelter of a bona fide spiritual master, from whom he hears the true imports of the revealed scriptures. After submissive hearing, the process of chanting begins, and gradually, as his original nature becomes dominant, the spiritualized jiva triumphs over the illusory energy, maya. This, briefly, is the sublime effect of chanting the Lord's holy name. For chanting alone cleanses the heart, chaito dharpana marjanam, and eventually brings seven types of perfection to the jiva. And because this he's saying that they're going to look at it from the samanda avideya and prayojana. So, to establish that relationship with the Lord, you have to cleanse the heart and come to that natural. Then, when you have that true spiritual identity, then you're able to function then in the relationship with the Lord, you know, with in association of devotees. So then, that aspect of cleansing the heart, and that the seven types of perfection. So the first verse deals with seven points, and so then he'll discuss the jiva and the Supreme Lord. The verse beginning with Chaito Dharpana Marjanam describes the original transcendental nature of the jiva. As Srila Jiva Goswami has explained, the jiva is a part and parcel of the Supreme Absolute Truth, who is the supreme energetic, the total aggregate of all jivas. Like a ray of sun, the jiva is of the same spiritual nature as the Supreme, but infinitesimal in size. Srila Baladeva Vidyabhushana has analyzed Godhead as the infinite Supreme Lord, and the jiva as his infinitesimal part. All the transcendental qualities are eternally present in perfect fullness in the Supreme Lord. His pure ego is manifest as both the absolute knowledge and the knower. Similarly, the jiva is also in possession of transcendental knowledge and pure ego, though in a partial degree. This is logical because qualities such as heat and light present in the sun are also present in the sun's rays. Of the two, then, the Supreme Lord is fully independent, possessing and embodying all transcendental qualities. He is the origin of everything, and he only partially enters into material nature and controls it. It is he alone who creates and maintains the material world. The reservoir of all spiritual bliss, he is ever relishing his own spiritual self and distributing the nectar of pure love of Godhead by means of his pure devotional service. Indeed, he encourages all living entities to taste that sweet nectar. The innumerable living entities go through varied stages of existence, now eternally conditioned, now eternally liberated. When the jiva rejects the Supreme Lord, he becomes forever ensnared in matter. But again, aspiring for a shelter, the curtain of Maya that separates the jiva from his eternal transcendental identity is forever removed. And he is immediately restored to his original pure self. Right? So when the jiva rejects, he becomes ensnared. So that's the fault in these, when they look at nityabhada, it's not that anadi, not at, meaning it's from before time, but try to look at it just in time and space, then it can't be understood. It says when the jiva rejects, he becomes forever ensnared. So the anadi is coming after the rejection.
So yeah. Tathasta Shakti is not affected by Kala Shakti.
Means you're either working under the internal or the external. So either looking, you're working under original time or time as that controls the living entities. In other words, time in the spiritual world serves the Lord, and here then controls the living entities. So that's the point, is in the spiritual world there is no time and space, not of this one, you know, because there as that Krishna decides he wants to dance for a night of Brahma, it's a night of Brahma. So it doesn't work like here. It's like you want it to be a night of Brahma, but you know it's not. No.
I'm still, maybe I did not understand your answer. If the marginal energy is affected by time,
But how are you defining time?
Well, you say it's either on the spiritual or on the material, and the marginal is in between.
Yes, but where is that marginal? Is it independent on its own?
Well, I'm asking you.
Oh, okay. So the point is it's part of the internal potency. It's just right on the edge of the external. Okay. And being so small, they have to work under the a bigger Shakti.
Okay.
And so therefore it's one or the other. So marginal means they can choose this or that. That's where the marginal is.
So it's either influenced by eternal time or influenced by
material time. Yeah. Okay. So that's the thing. So the point is this choice is made before time, means on the material world. Mm-hmm. That's why it's called, the word is used, anadi.
Anadi.
But it's misapplied by those, the anadi bodies, that it means you've always been in the material world. But that's not what the acharyas say. But we have to understand, as the, our, what do you call it, our propounder of the anadi bod, it couldn't care less about our Sampradaya, especially Bhaktivinoda Thakur on, because he's from the caste Goswami Sampradaya. Mm-hmm. And so the Jati Gosai, so then he's going to prefer their interpretation. He's not going to care about our Acharyas. So then the point is then why discuss with us? It means you go discuss with them. You know, you have so much brains. Inspire your Sampradaya in Dhan. Why you come and bother us? We're not bothering you. Mm-hmm. You know? So, you know. Yeah, so it's like, it's all just a waste of time. It's just false ego.
So what are they arguing about? Anadi is all.
Means you have a whole dynamic that came up. Some based on this word.
Anadi
just means it's, you know, like he says here, when the jiva rejects this, he becomes forever ensnared in matter. So they're taking it that forever ensnared in matter is where it starts from. They're not catching the spiritual. So it's a complete mundane concept.
So they say that jiva is a material?
No, they're trying to say they're spiritual. And that's the thing, is when you deal with when you deal with these apasampadayas, they some of the aspects, because they're Gaudiyas, so some of the aspects are correct. You know, it's like Sahajiyas, they do chant Hare Krishna, the mantra. You know, they got the words in the right places and everything like that. But, you know, other concepts will be off, so that's the thing, is they'll take something and then, but they're off on these things. They don't know. And the important point of the caste Goswami is this. Once before that, then you see like Sanatana Goswami and others, then the caste Goswamis are there. You know, you don't go in the temple. You don't do the, you know, you don't make any ways. With Bhaktivinoda Thakur, then when they're bridging between the Vedic culture and also the contemporary culture, then they deal with these things. And so you'll see is they don't have any problem up to Bhaktivinoda. With Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada, they have big problems. That's why you see they target them. They don't mention anybody else. Mm-hmm. You know, because otherwise, who are they going to quote? They don't quote Vishwanath, this, that. They don't have anything to talk about. And they're definitely not going to be talking about other things. You know, there's more techno than Gita or this or that. They're not generally, you know, one or two verses. So the difficulty comes is there that they're it's just that they can get some traction and get something happening like that. In their own sampradaya, they could sit down and talk all day and nobody will care. They come over here and then they seem like big pundits, big this and that. You know, and then it creates problems. So they wrote a book on it, and then ISKCON wrote their book on it. But it's still the discussions going on because people are, you know, very proud of their, you know, mundane intellectual ability, that it has the power to understand transcendence. And so, hence the questions go on today. Otherwise, before that, there was no, the people had doubts. The Prabhupada answered in the beginning, and everybody went on with it. But then when they found that they could ask others and get different answers that matched their doubts, then it started.
Then we come back to what we discussed before.
Yeah, but then it was just kind of there, but not that. But then this person made a whole thing out of it. You know, something like that. But it's not that it doesn't go on. Because Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, to keep it coming up, is just, you know, where do we come? You know, where do we fall? We fall from Brahman. But the point is if you read Jiva Goswami, Brahman means Swayam Krishna. But they take it that the natural things, the default setting Brahman means the impersonal Brahman. And because they ask no more questions, and now they'll listen about, you know, the actual knowledge, then it works. But then you don't know this, and don't the people who are saying it may or may not know, but you don't know, and then you're going to say, okay, it's like this, and then so many things, and then Prabhupada has to answer those things, and you know, so it just goes on. So it's sad that the line is there, the knowledge is there, you can take it and you can test it. Is it working? Are you moving forward in Krishna consciousness? If it is, why put the basis, oh, unless this is there, then nothing can work? Then why are you advancing? Why are you here? Why aren't you still, you know, wherever it is, you know, under that rock you were under, in, you know, wherever you were from, you know?
Or at Costco.
Yeah, or at Costco. Yeah. You know, why is it you're here? So that's the difficulty, you see. It's advancing is there, effect is there, but attachment is there. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes that as niyamagraha. You have steps, you know, 2 feet are on one step, you're there, and so then, you know, you follow those rules and regulations, you have that level of realization, but then as it goes and you're situated, you put the next foot on the next step. But the weight's here. But you start here, and then when you're comfortable with that, then the weight shifts to that one. Then you're supposed to lift this foot up. But that's one of the meanings of Niyamagraha. They don't lift their foot up. You know? And so now, okay, I'm advanced, but I still, my consciousness is still here. And so then, like that. So, you know, we're beyond on the Vijnanamoy aspect, but are we still have a foot down in Pranamoy? And most of the time nowadays, if you look at it, and if you look at fine points, most of these things that are being discussed, they're not Pranamoy, they're actually Anamoy. That's their basis, but they're presented, because if you present it as Anamoy, no one will buy it. But you present it as Pranamoy. Oh, it's about the society, it's about this and that. And so when it becomes like that, that you've heard from people and therefore you're following, but you know, are you following an authority in this? And you're following the social rules because of that? Or it's just you pick this, you pick that, it works for you? Then it's about you, then it's Anamoy. So most of this modern liberal stuff is Anamoy, it's not Pranamoy. Pranamoy is, you know, everybody wears a suit to work. That's Pranamoy. You know, where did the suit come from? Why that? Why not something else? But no, we can do whatever we want and this and that. They make it sound like it's elevated, but that's what the animal does. The dog does just what he likes. He felt like eating your casserole. So you shouldn't get upset because he really wanted to. I mean, literally, sincerely, he really wanted to eat it. You know? So, it's cloaked as Pranamoy. But Pranamoy is just extended Anamoy anyway. It just makes Anamoy look better. That's all.
On that point on time, as Paramatma Sandarbha clearly defines, there are two aspects of time, the primary function and the secondary function.
Mm.
And the primary function is in a mode of goodness. It arranges for the Lord to perform pastimes to with his devotees. His mode of goodness, mode of passion is for the birth of the devotees, means appearance of the devotees and Lord. And mode of ignorance is when after performing the pastime the Lord takes rest. That is the primary function of the time. And the secondary function of the time is material creation.
Yes, past, present, future. Yeah, creation, maintenance.
Agitating the material modes, basically. So it's... the secondary is always in support of the primary. That's why only when the Yuga Avatar comes, all things adjust when the shift happens.
So it's just a matter of which one you. So if it's about the Lord, because you see the primary aspect's about the Lord, but if you give that up, then you can only, you're stuck with the secondary.
I think that's also in Brahma Savita.
The explanation here is not very clearly given on the primary and the secondary. Yeah, the verse of the Brahma Samhita actually describing it.
Okay, and then the explanation. Yeah. Is that good? So that's the thing, is that we're accepting it, then okay, we start from this, then how does that apply into what we're, what's going on? Rather, oh, I don't understand it, so it can't be real. Because that's Buddhism, you know. If I wasn't in the forest, does the tree make a sound when it falls? You know, it's like, you know, it's all about me. You know, and I'm nothing, so it all becomes disappears, so nothing matters. So, no tradition, there's no authority, no, none of this matters. That's where you go with it, because then you're the authority. Oh, this one says this, that one says that, which one's right? So that means I have to use my own intelligence. I make my own choices, so I'm the authority. So there's no surrender. So there isn't really any spiritual benefit to these kind of, as we're defining, these specific kinds of discussions. Wanting to know and inquiring, but that means submissive inquiry along with service, you apply it. But here, they've asked 10 people, what have they applied? Nothing. Because their only business with it is to bait somebody. It's like, you know, have the bear baiting. You have bears and then you poke them and then they get all like that. So, that's all.
Om Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Shri Prabhupada ki jai.